everyone, and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orange Trek Medical Group in New York City. I am Jody Legerfo, family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today, we're going to be answering questions about skincare in your teens and 20s. So let's get started. So if 30 is the new 20, we really need to start preserving our skin longer, because we're living longer. And we truly believe that someday, I mean, at least I believe, you know, we're going to have to really take care of our skin into our 90s or 100. And, you know, maybe even after that, when someone's in their 120s or 130s, people are living a much longer life. So we really need to lay the foundation when someone's in their teens and 20s. So what can someone do? So let's start with skincare in your teens. Hormonal changes impact a teenager's skin. Teenagers get acne, acne breakouts, they get lots of blackheads, and this is really the time to start establishing a good skincare routine and practice, which can be hard to do. Teenagers really don't love taking the time out to wash their face or tone their skin, but this really is the time to lay the foundation of your skin so that your future can be healthy and vibrant. Teens have oily skin, and sometimes they think scrubbing their face will help treat that acne or excess oil, but that's really, really not the thing to do. And they shouldn't be using strong or harsh products either. You know, when using these harsh or over-drying products on the surface of the skin, the surface can become exceptionally dry, and the skin reacts because it's trying to compensate for loss of that oil and the dryness. And what it does is it produces more oil. We call it the oil in the desert syndrome. They can become, you know, the oil glands can become overproductive and cause even more oil to be produced. And, you know, we know what happens. It causes more breakouts. I always recommend a mild soap. You know, some of my favorites, Cetaphil is a great soap, you know, or cleanser that teens can use. There's also, I like soaps by Soap 101. One is called Stress Skin Soap, and then they have what's called Intoxicating Skin Soap. And these are really great cleansers for problem skin. Now, washing your face really should be done twice a day. It should be followed by a light toner, a light moisturizer, oil-free moisturizer, and of course, sunblock. And there's lots of good sunblocks that are out there. But again, you want to watch with the amount of oil because someone is breaking out. I do love Clinique City Blocks, particularly for teenage girls, because it's a little tinted, it has some zinc and titanium. You want to, in my opinion, when you have acne or acne-prone skin, use something that's chemical-free, something that has zinc and titanium dioxide in it, because they'll be a little bit anti-inflammatory, they'll be covering. All of these things are important when you have inflamed skin. Now, of course, should teenagers be using sunblock every day? And the answer is yes, absolutely yes. Not just at the beach, not just at the pool. You really want to instill in them. You brush your teeth in the morning, you put your sunblock on. If you're outside for the day, the sunblock gets reapplied every 2 hours. This is the time when someone's a teenager to start these healthy habits. And while we're on the subject, let's talk for a moment about the problem of tanning beds and how detrimental they are to young skin, because, you know, a lot of the time that's who's going to a tanning bed is a teenager or a young adult. So you have to remember that there's an increased risk of melanoma, the most deadliest form of skin cancer, and it's very high for people who exposed their skin to artificial UV light less than, if you're less than 35 years old. So, and you have to remember the deadliest form of skin cancer, you know, melanoma kills one patient every 50 minutes. So you really want to avoid a tanning bed. I can't emphasize that enough in a teenager. And you want to start also practicing other good habits as a teenager. Don't start smoking. You want to have a healthy diet and get plenty of rest. Your skin shows everything. Smoking causes, you know, aging skin, makes skin look terrible as you get older. You know, some of my friends that I've been in school with over the years, you know, I never smoked, and the ones that smoke look much older, you know, than I do. Also, the same is true for UV light. Same thing. There should be, you know, no excess tanning at this age. As you get older, you're going to look much older. And again, doing good habits. If your teenager has acne or another skincare issue and has tried over-the-counter products without success, or they're starting to become scarred, you really need to think about seeing a dermatologist. You want to treat acne, especially acne that is scarring, as soon as possible. You don't want to let it go and have a teenager that, you know, is starting to develop scars because they have to live with it their whole life. And I always remember a patient told me who had really bad acne as a teenager and young adult. As, you know, someone who's in her 50s and 60s now, she said when she looks in the mirror, she always sees that kid with acne. So I think it's really important to treat it. Now, in your 20s, teenage-like hormones can be slowing down, but sometimes they're not. And like the teenage years, you can start to have major changes in your skin. And of course, you have a little more stress in your life. And all of this can be reflected in your skin. And this is the time in your life, in your 20s, when a real skincare routine is essential. And if we're realistic, we know this is a time when people really are starting to become a little more mature about their skin. They become more interested in doing fillers and Botox and things like that. And they start to follow regimens a little more closely. I also like to point out to patients that they can become aware of some of the benefits of starting early. So the earlier you start a great skincare routine, you're going to preserve your skin over time. Your skin, when you're 30, 40, 50, will look a lot better. If you lay down good habits in your 20s, it can delay some of the signs of skin aging. For example, wearing sunblock every day, maybe using a Retin-A-like product, not smoking. So all of these things can make for healthier skin later on. Skincare, you know, of course, our skin can range from oily to normal to dry, and people still have breakouts in their 20s. If you are continuing to break out, let's just say you never saw a dermatologist before, this again may be the time to do so. And in your 20s, your skincare routine really should consist of, again, cleansing with a mild cleanser, toning with a toner, moisturizing. If you break out, you want to use something that really is oil-free. If your skin is very dry, you want to use something that's a little more hydrating. And, of course, sunblock, and again, of an SPF of 30 or better. I cannot stress the importance of skincare, especially related to the sun, in your younger years, because it will prevent a lot of aging, besides skin cancer. Age-related changes, your skin will look much younger as you get older. You need to start now in your teenagers and 20s and establish that routine. Well, that's all we have time for today. Please email your questions to allaboutskin@orangetrike.com. Have a great day, and remember to take care of the skin you're in.